Tell us about Empanada's Dreams. What is it about?
Empanada for a Dream, it's about a Juan, I guess myself, who has reached a point in his life where he has to move back home, in the Lower East Side. Juan is 32 years old, I just turned 32 years old, and I'm pretty much a little worried because there's been a curse that I've noticed that's happened in the family, where people don't last, men don't last to 33 years old. So there's a big fear that's been instilled, and discovered that there's a possibility that there's a strong possibility that I won't live to see 33 years old.
So what was the creative process behind this production? Is it more nonfiction than we think?
Yes, by far it is. Some people who did a short run of it a little while ago, and some people asked, what inspired you to write this? They're a little caught off guard with the content and didn't think it was possible that it could be nonfiction. So by far, it's a little heightened, or it seems heightened. Mm-hmm. It has a little mythological sort of feel to it, mm-hmm. but it by far is nonfiction.
What do you think a potential theater goer will get out of this performance? Like, what do you think is their incentive to really, like, just sit down and get into this?
I think they'll sort of see, like, what I was just mentioning, that it's got a classical feel to it, even though it's a contemporary play, even though it's an urban setting. There is a sort of Greek feel to it, big time, just with tragedies and comedy by far, comedy. Some characters that seem bigger than life, but what I've loved is that anybody who has grown up in a neighborhood, especially in an inner city neighborhood, don't consider these characters bigger than life. They are like, oh, I know that person. You were a character on stage for a few minutes, but I know that person. Like, it's sort of, it was familiar. But for others, they might be like, oh, wow, that's a big person, a big character. It's like, no, that's how people in my neighborhood were, But I grew up in a very Puerto Rican dominated neighborhood, so passionate. Everyone's very passionate and strong beliefs. So I think they'll walk away with, like, having a point of a refreshing point of view and perspective of how it is to grow up in New York City back in the 90s.
Okay, how does it feel to be a part of the Solanova Festival?
Oh, it's I had done this Huffington Post interview, and one of the questions that Jody Christophson asked was, "What would you want to come out of your run at Barrow Group Theater?" And the first thing it said, ever since I found out that No Child Left Behind, which was by Mellotron's son, ever since she did that run years ago at Solanova, I said, that's the place that I would love to be accepted to perform in. I did not foresee that it would happen so soon. So it was a very, very good feeling inside when I was asked to join the festival this year.
So what's next after that, considering, you just accomplished the one thing that you really wanted to accomplish? What are you going to do after that?
Well, there's already some people are already talking about looking into it to be done again this summer in Chicago. I'm part of Teatro Vista, which is a Latino ensemble in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only equity theater company in Chicago that's Latino equity theater company. Mm-hmm. Been an ensemble member for like 5-6 years, and we're doing our first annual Yo Solo Festival, which is a solo performer festival and collaboration with the name of the company is Collaboration Theater Company. So it looks like I'm going to be doing it this summer there, and then some possibilities in the fall. And I just want this to keep sort of like keep the momentum going and more people to see it. Hopefully some interest is involved, but if not, like, I would love to go into a lot of the community in all the boroughs and perform it at high school. Like, for me, a high school audience would be fantastic, because they get the humor. They're not intimidated by the content by it. Some people might get a little concerned and have some empathy and sympathy, and that's nice, but there's a lot of humor in the play that I think people get caught off guard by when they see it. So high school kids, they don't care. They just laugh. They're not worried about the next moment. They're not worried about, that's kind of dark. Oh, my God. It's like, no, it's funny. It actually is funny. So I would love for this show to continue to keep performing at other schools, other communities, and if it could go outside of New York, that would be even better. John Leguizamo can see it. That would be fantastic. that guy, that is my hero, man. Ever since I saw Freak, it was like over 10 years ago, I saw a possibility of me doing theater. I didn't before. I didn't at all. And when I saw that, I was like, wow, what? Oh, you can do that. Great. I never thought I would do a solo show, but